Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord.
As Jesus went about doing his ministry, healing the sick, forgiving those who sinned, and even bringing the dead back to life, he did nothing but good. And how does he get rewarded? There are a few leaders who've been threatened by this goodness and say, "You know what? Let's kill him." So why is it surprising for us in our own lives, when we grow in our holiness, we grow closer to God, and we're doing good things, that sometimes that's when we feel the most alone, is it not? And maybe sometimes you're at work or in your own family and you think, "Do I even know these people? Do they even know me?" Here we are with people day after day, and sometimes it's those who are closest to us that hurt us the most. So this gospel is a reminder to us that none of us are above what Jesus encountered, that there are going to be moments in our lives where we do feel lonely, that we feel misunderstood, and that we feel that maybe nobody is there for us. But the good news is we know that this is not how the story ends. So my friends, Jesus is encouraging all of us this morning to keep on going. If you're growing closer to God, you're growing in your holiness, may your reward be great in heaven. So this morning, let's just pray for the strength and the will to keep on going in our daily lives, even in those moments where we feel misunderstood or we feel like nobody is there for us. So let us pray for strength right now. Let's also think of people in our lives that maybe we need to reach out to, who maybe are going through a difficult time.